The Water Princess, based on the childhood experience of Georgie Badil, written by Susan Verde, illustrated by Peter H. Reynolds. I am Princess Gigi. My kingdom, the African sky, so wide and so close, I can almost touch the sharp edges of stars. I can tame the wild dogs with my song. I can make the tall grass sway when I dance. I can make the wind play hide and seek. But I cannot make the water come closer. I cannot make the water run clearer, no matter what I command. It is early morning, still dark. My mother wakes me. Gigi, my princess, it is time to get up. We must collect the water.
Water, come. Do not make me wake before even the sun is out of bed, I demand. Come, please, I say.
But the water won't listen, and I know we will have to walk so far to the well. I am too sleepy to put on my crown. I think of the pot that will rest on my braids instead. The thirst comes quick. Dry lips, dry throat. I squeeze my eyes shut. I see it. Clear. I dip my toes in it. Cool. I scoop it up and bring it to my lips. Slowly, I open my eyes. Nothing. I kick the dust. I grab my empty pot and place it upon my head. My mother does the same, and our journey begins, full of song. My mama adds her melody. Our steps are light. We twirl and laugh together. The miles give us room to dance. Halfway there, we stop for a moment at the giant karite tree, long enough to grab a handful of sweet shea nuts for energy. We can keep the dance going just a little longer. Mama, are we there yet? Finally, I hear the water running from the well, the giggles of my friends, the chatter of women. Some have traveled farther than I, only to return home when the sun has gone to bed. Mama holds her place while I play with friends. The dance continues. The water is flowing. Pots filling with the dusty, earth-colored liquid. Gigi, come, maintenant. My turn now. The dance home has slowed to careful steps. My thirst so heavy, like the full pot I carry. Our song is softer now. Our shoulders ache, our feet cramp. I see home at last. Mama boils enough water for drinking. We wait. We wash our clothes. We prepare food for cooking. My father comes quickly from the fields to share in the drink and the meal. He scoops me up. My princess, you have returned with the water. Drink, Mama says. Finally. Every sip fills me with energy. I want to make it last, but I can't. I gulp it down. Clothes and body clean, I sing to the dogs. I dance with the tall grass. I hide from the wind. Mama brings out one last cup she has saved just for me. Drink, my princess. Sleep, my princess. Tomorrow we journey again. Mama, I say as I close my eyes, why is the water so far? Why is the water not clear? Where is our water? Sleep, she says. Dream, she says. Someday you will find a way, my princess. Someday. I am Princess Gigi. My kingdom, the African sky, the dusty earth, and someday, the flowing, cool, crystal clear water. Someday. The end.